Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, praise the Lord. God bless you. That was wonderful preaching, and I didn't know what message was going to be playing, but we're talking along the same lines.
Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Just God's revelation, God's message, reflecting God's word. It's just a beautiful preaching there. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, we'll go open up on one scripture, and then we'll pray to get started for this Sunday school teaching. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful again that you've given us another moment of another week, Father, to start off and to start off by attending to your house of prayer, house of worship, house of the preaching of your word, Father. Will you come and meet with us? I pray that you help us, Father, to prepare our hearts here this morning with your precious word. Thank you so much that you've given us such a still morning to come and partake of your life in fellowship with one another and your precious eternal promises of truth, Father, vindicated word. So I pray that you would enlighten your word to us and that it will sink in deeply, Father, and that it will always return back to you in accomplishing the purposes you send it out for. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Make yourself comfortable. We'll be preaching today on our teaching on vindicated truth and on a vindicated message. Something that I was studying on a few weeks ago when the snow was coming through, so apparently it was for today. All right, so, and the Bible verse will be in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, and as you go to it, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, I'll just be sharing what we're going to be breaking down. So we're going to be talking about vindicated Bible, and Brother Branham was hitting right on it, right? Vindicated word, vindicated Christ, a proven message, a vindicated believer, a group, a body. A bride body of believer. Amen? So we'll be touching on that. And 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it does give us a liberty. It says, prove all things. Right? So we're supposed to, of course, believe, but we are supposed to also have a witness, a testimony, a proving of God's Bible. Not in a challenging way, of course, but we are supposed to be able to verify that it is truth. Not from a doubtful heart, but from a heart that wants to place entire trust on something. It is real, right? I mean, to some extent, you do want to know what you're believing, right? Have a revelation of it. So prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Amen? And what we'll be teaching on is the word vindication a lot. And it comes in many different forms. It comes in many different words. It comes in the word like confirming, establishing something, making something really sure. And so it's basically, it's a legal term. And it has to deal a lot with being cleared of blame or suspicion or doubt after being questioned. So it implies that there was a previous doubt or an accusation that's been made. So in engineering school, they taught us that when a customer comes and tells you, I want something and I want it to do this, they'll just say it to you in English, right? They'll tell you, I want it to do this. So they'll tell you what it's called user needs. It just tell you, I want it to do this. And when you press a button, I want it to do this and I want it to have this. So they'll just tell you that in English. So then engineers take that and they turn that into the design input, they call it. So then they design it, they work on design it in theory, if you will, and they do something that's called a design verification. So at the end, they basically test to see, let me see, I translated what the user wanted and then I put it into something that we can plan it out, if you will, design it. And then now we're going to test that. But see, that test is only a first-level test. It's not yet, like if you will call it, vindication. They call that verification, because what that does is in paper, if you will, it looks to see if what the user wanted and what the engineer thought and said, well, what he meant by this is that I had to put a diode over here and a resistor over here and a board to make it look this so that when this would talk to this and then the software will come in and then the door will open. So he designed it, see? So then he's going to verify that his design, so he's not even talking about the physical product yet, is meeting everything that the list of 121 things that the user wanted. So that's not vindication, that's called verification. And then later on, once you pass that and you say, guess what, look, I meet your 121 designs in theory, right, by making it do this, by designing this board, by designing this display that will be as big as you wanted, that'll be a touch screen, that'll be able to do what you want. But then they say, okay, great, you're passed. Now go ahead and go and build it. Now I want to see if you actually can get that product to confirm my 121 requirements, right? to see, don't show it to me in paperwork. Show me the physical test that you did that shows me that, that 44th requirement that says that it must open the door when I press this button. Show me that it did it. Okay, it passed. So they call that validation. See, verification is kind of a theory test. Validation is kind of like, is the real physical product, or if it's a software, the real function of the software. But you see, I bring that up because vindication, as I was studying it, it actually goes deeper. Because vindication comes with a sense of a accomplishment once you've been able to overcome that that severe test that you're put under. So it goes beyond, like, you know, us playing engineers with some toys in the lab. It really is your life in this case, right? And it is, in the case of gold, you know, it is fire under a heat extent, you know, severe temperatures. So it ultimately goes beyond verification and validation. It is proof of righteousness. Vindication is clearing of name. So it has to do more than just, you know, you designing a product. It is justification. It's proving a prediction correct. Right. Now I will have a bride. That's it. It involves a sense of victory after opposition is overcome. So it is, you know, it is a victory when something's been vindicated. So remember, we're going to be talking about this Bible being vindicated, about this Christ being vindicated, about this message being vindicated, and about you being a vindication right. of the word, right? So here we go. Talking about God's Bible being vindicated, I found something really interesting. These are two parallels. You found it on Psalm, but it's actually also written on 2 Samuel, verbatim pretty much. So as for God, his way is perfect, and the word of God is tried. And in Spanish, that would always catch my attention because it uses the word crucible, if you will. It's been crucibled, if you will. It makes a verb out of the word crucible, which is something, it's a container that's used for trying fire. I mean, with fire, trying substances, you know, metals, etc. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. So see, to me, it's an interesting point that the psalmist was capturing the inspiration and making a song out of the own word, right? I think that's beautiful, you know, when you got songs that are based on the word. And here's a picture of that. So crucible. And again, that in Spanish, it was so clear because it uses a literal term. It says the word of God is put through a crucible. You know, we say tried, but we forget that that has a lot of relationship with fire. So in that, it basically says that it's run through the crucible. Think about the word of God. So it's a vessel for melting substances under high heat, right? And it's a severe test, right? So think about it this way. You know, God's word is sure. We know it. It's solid foundation. You know, it's profitable for teaching. We know it's life. We know it's the truth. And I think by now, you know, most of us know that God's Bible is vindicated, right? Over-vindicated. It is truth. But I want to focus a lot more on, you know, this message of the hour being vindicated and then, you know, our life being vindicated to the calling out of this message. So in John 17:17, Jesus speaking, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. So truth is another form of vindication, right? Because when something's been found to be truth, it means that a certain proclamation that was made has been proven to be correct. See? And then he says, thy word is truth. Amen? So thy word is vindicated. His word is something that's been proven. Life after time throughout the ages is something that's been in many ways vindicated in some archaeological events. In some cases, you know, just the proof of the fruit of Christians throughout the ages, living peaceable lives, peaceable fruit. Amen? So in James 1, it says, Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, with that word of vindication. So it is something that we get to experience because when we were begotten of him, you know, we get to, this truth, this word becomes truth. It becomes vindicated in your own life. I remember you learn a new language. I mean, for me, in Spanish, the King James equivalent, it's pretty old language, if you know what I mean. I mean, King James is as well in the English to English, you know, nowadays living. But I mean, naturally you learn a new language because, you know, you're hearing words you never heard. But then when those words become yours, sentences, full paragraphs, you're thinking, this is just my experience. You know, it's a vindication. It's something that, again, it went past theory, it went past, you know, it really is. It's a clearing of a name, it says. Isn't that beautiful? Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He, the word, is vindicated. See? He, the word, properly vindicated, is the headship, the head of the church, He is the Word, the headship. He is properly identified, vindicated by His own Spirit being in the church itself, the person, showing forth Himself in vindication, is a direct proof to the entire body. It goes on in the same paragraph. You don't need creeds then. Denominations has perished. But the headship itself, recognized in the body by personal identifications, see, identifying Himself, proves, that's the word vindicates, the headship to the body. Then we are united under one vindicated headship, that is Christ. The Word of God, blank spot on the tape, not under any church. See, so God's Word is vindicated. That's Bible, we know that. Of course, then God's Word spoke about Christ, who's also vindicated by Himself and by His own works and by His own life, you know, that He's given to the believers. So in John 5:36, but I have a greater witness, you know, testimony. In other words, I have a greater vindication, is what He's saying, than that of John. Speaking about John the Baptist. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness. So they vindicate Him, right? Of me that the Father has sent me. And further in John, it says, in the Gospel of John, I am one that bear witness of myself. And the Father that has sent me beareth witness of me. Amen? And we know that that's truth in our own lives. And then it says in John 6, it says, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Brother Branham was touching on that, right? Thou hast the words of eternal life. So here's a believer, right, saying, you know, your life has been vindicated. Your ministry is vindicated. You're vindicated, Son of God, right? Because I caught that when Brother Branham was asking him, right, when it says, you know, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then he told him, who do you say, right? He wanted to know who you. But then, if you really think about it, he gave him the answer. Because he says, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So this is an interpretation of the Son of Man, because it says, thou hast the words of eternal life. Because he's telling him, I'm the Son of Man. And this is what he's saying in reply back. Who else should we go to? Amen. So all this to say, he had a vindicated, of course, if you will, he was the vindicated Son of Man, the vindicated Son of God. And it says here, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion, this is before in Isaiah, of course, the Old Testament, for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. See? A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. So the word sure means something that's been, you know, tested, vindicated, that he that believeth shall not make haste. I just think it's beautiful how it says, shall make haste. You know, there's something about when you trust the Lord, even if your personality is to make haste, to be rushed, you know, there's something about that anchor that it holds, that it brings about a peace. And you just stop, you know, that eternal soul struggle, right, of where you're going to put your trust in for the rest of your life and for eternity. But see, he's been a tried stone. He's a sure foundation, cornerstone. And it's something that it's been proven, and that's in Isaiah. And then he comes in and it just proves the same thing. And here's somebody in Acts, of course, now testifying to the same. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God. See, he's been tested. He's been approved of God among you with many miracles, wonders, and signs, as he himself said, right? The own words testify of who I am, and they bear witness, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. And also in Acts, to whom also he showed himself alive. So it's another vindication after his passion, you know, after his death, burial, resurrection, by many infallible proofs. So see, that's a strong word there. It's a proof, but it's an infallible proof. So there's just nothing that can come against that. It has been proven. You know, case dismissed for that. You know, he showed himself alive. And that's what he does in our lives, right? Here now, in our, you know, thousands of years later, in our lives, he shows himself alive. You know, it's obvious when you see somebody that used to go completely that direction, and then their entire life goes in a new direction. And to me, that's just proof of him showing himself alive. And it just vindicates Christ. John 5:39, search the scriptures, like it says, for in them you think that you have eternal life. Jesus speaking to the Pharisees, right? And they are they which testify of me, right? So the same scriptures, you know, vindicated Christ all along. And he came in just to fulfill that. And it cleared his name, right? It testified, this is him, that Jesus, right? That's who Moses spoke about me, he said. And Pilate, you know, when he's saying, are you the king? And it says, Jesus didn't deny it. Jesus says, thou sayest that I am king. To this end was I born. So again, he's bearing witness of it. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. In other words, you know, vindicate that was the truth, that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He came to vindicate that, those claims. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. I just think it's really interesting when I was reading that is, you know, here's somebody saying, are you king? He's saying, well, I came to bear witness of the truth, and whoever it says, and everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. What an answer, right? Somebody's asking, are you a king? And he says, well, if you're of the truth, you'll hear my word. He's telling him a whole lot more. Yeah. He's a king and more. I mean, he's someone that those that are of the truth can hear his word. And you know what that being of the truth means? We'll see later on, is those that have been vindicated by God's word to be the sons, the children of God, in their position. You know, and that revelation is, you know, you're not the Christ, like John said, but you are the Christian, and you are the bride of Christ when you have had that revelation onward. And, you know, it's just beautiful to see that his word unfolds. And now, talking about Christ, Romans 15. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister, look at this, of the circumcision for the truth of God. So he was a minister of a circumcision, of a different, you know, in a different manifestation of it, for the truth of God. Isn't that something? Never read that Jesus Christ himself, you know, I can see like an apostle or someone saying, you know, I'm a minister of the circumcision or something, but Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, for that vindicated word, to confirm, that's another word of vindicated, right? To confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Amen. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth. So he's basically saying, I am that vindicated Christ. In the life, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Speaking about the Father again. And notice this as we transition to the vindication of this message now, which is very important. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show, to manifest, unto his servant the things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified, that word signified is very special too, it by his angel unto his servant John. So that's in Revelation 1. So just note here that Jesus Christ is the one that sent this revelation. And talking about the church ages, you'll see about the angel here as well. And of course, we know we're supposed to try the spirits, whether they're of God or not. And we know that everyone that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is of Christ. So I really do believe that you're supposed to, of course, called to believe this message. But when you believe it, just, you know, if you're new or young, just do know that it becomes a sure anchor. It's pulling to the revealed portion of God's word and of Christ himself. As a message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He's been sharing that. It just unfolds further when you are walking in a further light of your day. And when you're walking in the called out bride portion of his body. Revelation 22:16. See, this is no question. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel. So this is transitioning to, now we're going to look at about that. It's this message that we're believing, it's Jesus sent, it's God sent, because it says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel. He sent it to testify, to bear witness unto you these things in the churches. And I heard some debate about that there's no such thing as church ages, you know, because, you know, verbatimly, you cannot find the word church and then the word ages in the Bible. But my goodness, the Bible is full of it. And I think by God's grace, he'll help us to show that they are future talks, not just the cities that were being used as examples back then. Because this is in Revelations now. those cities that they were talking about. This is 22. This is the book's almost done here. And it's saying, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify. And this speaks of a future event too. To these things in the churches, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So in other words, the angels that were sent and the angel messengers to each age, seven of them, they were sent by Jesus. Right. Jesus sent this. Right. And we know this too in Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6. We'll see here in a little bit. So just take that anchor. You know, if you're questioning, you know, what's the difference between, you know, denominational and Christian? Well, that message we just heard a little while ago, it clears it up very well. But just do know that ultimately, the way I just noticed is the way that it ends in the Old Testament, and the last few verses, it's pretty close to this chapter 22 here. It's basically talking about this, the message to come, the angels. Because he said, you know, I will send you Elijah's, right? And he'll turn you, your hearts to the Father, the hearts of the children to the Father. So look at here. So talking about a vindicated message now. For the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? See, this message, it's a very sure word of prophecy. It's a very sure trumpet sound. Trumpet, right? It's a very sure voice. Brother Branham, if you hear his messages, there's no question about that what he believed, and his belief that his message was Christ. Like he said, his message was the revelation of Christ, the revelation of God's word. Right? And he said it. Yes, the messenger is someone who's a revealer of God's written word. So it's the same thing. It's just, here's the word, but now here's the light shining on it. So you can see it. It's beautiful. And it basically, in here it says, in my new ministry, Brother Bannon speaking, if no more than I said that. Now look at this. When Hattie Wright, right? I didn't notice this. I no more than said that until Sister Hattie, when he was testifying to Sister Hattie, that there were some squirrels that God told them, speak them into existence. And, you know, to the natural mind, that might sound a little funny. But look at this. It says, sitting there crying now. I didn't realize that Sister Hattie Wright was crying when she spoke these words. But I also didn't notice this. Hadn't said a word. In other words, she wasn't a chatter. So when somebody that's pretty quiet person says something, you know, sometimes it usually is very important because they don't say much. But so look at this, crying, hadn't said a word. Look at the contrast. So whatever she's about to speak, it really means something. Because then it says, and she said, right? The bride, she said, typifying, that's nothing but the truth. So she's saying is, that's actually true. She wasn't there when that happened. But there's something that dropped in her heart that said, that's actually true. That is nothing. You know, it's really interesting because it makes me wonder what had happened in her experience to say that that's nothing but the truth. Somebody just tells you, hey, there were some squirrels. I wanted to hunt. I couldn't see any. So the Lord just said, just call them into existence. And then they came out of the tree. You know, you don't just go out there and say, that's nothing but the truth. Something was happening here. Right. Something was being unfolded. It was more than just a little story. Amen? So it's a typifying what happens to the believer when this light comes across their path. You really do say, well, that's just nothing but Christ. That's nothing but Christ revealed. That's nothing but the word written word revealed. Amen? Because see, God's preparing you to come to it when it comes your across your path, that light of the same word of God. She said the right thing. I believe some of us in our room have said the right thing by God's grace. And then it says here, I heard her voice. And then it says, as it swept from my ears, like into the woods. She said, just like Banks said down there, I heard her voice and it swept from my ears like up in the woods. And she, a few sentences down, it says, and that super anointing swept over me. So it's, tell Haiti that she's found grace in the sight of God. Who would have thought, Brother Bram says, said, tell her to ask whatever she wills. Then you speak it by this gift into existence. Whatsoever she asks, we heard that in the Bible before, speak it into existence. I looked to Sister Hattie the first time it was ever performed on a human being. Wow, the spoken word, right? Just creating something into existence. The first time, Brother Brandon, that a super anointing that was ever, it says, performed on a human being. Isn't that amazing? And that's the kind of change, transformation that happens when we see these things. It really is revelation. I said, Sister Hattie, ask what you will. God is going to give it to you. And I'm putting high gear here. See, Elijah said, talking about vindication, right? If I be a man of God, let fire fall from heaven and vindicate my ministry. I think Brother Branham's ministry was over-vindicated. We saw it in, if you hear the tapes, if you know the testimonies, first-hand witnesses, he just came to point you to Christ. It's in the back of the wall here as you go out, and Christ in you, Christ in his word, Christ in the believer revealing. He called you out of denomination systems to believe the pure word of God, right? And to prepare a bride for his coming. I mean, what's the ill on that, right? I mean, it's just misunderstood. But it's a vindicated ministry. What's the attraction, right? And it says, here he is the supreme judge of all, judge of all eternity. So when something's being judged, it's also being vindicated. Remember, it's a clearing of a name. It's something that's been, cases missed. Standing there to confirm the message. See? The supreme judge of not just eternity, but this is all eternity. Standing there to confirm the message of this hour. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet. Now, get this. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he, the prophet's message, shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The Old Testament's last word is the word curse. But see what's happening here? Is when this has happened to you, when the heart of the children has been turned to the back to the faith of the original father, back to the original word, the original life. It's like somebody telling you that this message is not real, but you already are. You know, the manifestation of it. So it's pretty hard to argue with you know, with the stone, with the revelation, with something that's real. Right? High gear here. So vindicated bride, body of believers. I think we'll make it on time. Romans 8, the Spirit itself beareth witness of our spirit. Now, it's talking about our vindication, that we, so that's the believers, are the children of God. And his voice, this is Peter speaking, which came from heaven, we heard, he's testifying, when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We also, it says, we have also a more sure word, that's a vindicated word, of prophecy. So now it's in the believer, see? So he's saying, we heard his voice. And he says, we have a more assured word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, and unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. So when this vindication that happened in the Bible, that happened in Christ, that happened in this Elijah's ministry, that happened in this message ministry at the 7H time, comes alive in you, it is a real thing that happens. It's not a theory or a doctrine. And then here, 1 Peter, it just goes on to talk about, expound more what a prophet is and what a prophecy is. For thou, O God, hast proved us. See, he tries you too. You know, crucible, if you will, right? Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. As far as I know, silver needs to go through fire, gold and some of these substances. And then here it says, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. See? Not just Christ now being confirmed, but Christ confirmed in you. Amen. That's you being vindicated that you are the Christ recipient, the believer. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord. You see the purpose of God's Bible, of his message coming alive in us, and the revelation of the Bible becoming a new book to you. Amen. It says, the fruits are on the top of the tree. I have to repeat this one again because it's wonderful. And the light is shining on the predestinated fruit. And she is ripening into Christ-like fruit, bringing forth the same mellowness and sweetness and the same spirit. Vindicated, right? That he had, the same spirit that he had in him. Hope you see it, see? The same spirit coming again. You know something to say about that? The tree. Remember? The seed being his own tree. And when you get the fruit of it, it's the manifestation of it. And the tree bearing after his own fruit. You know what happened in the garden and the tree and bearing the fruit. So if you're in the right tree and if you're a Christ, you're just the same spirit. It says every tree, you know, bearing with a seed is in itself. Praise the Lord. And then it says here, giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. That's what, again, we will have an entrance that shall be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When this vindicated word has come across your path, you know, something that you really take in, you should know it. It's not going to be a, like a mystical thing out there, right? And again, no weapon should form against you should prosper. One of the things that towards the end of that Isaiah verse, it says, this is the heritage of this of the servants of the Lord. Last, I think this is the last verse. And their righteousness is of me. And in other translations, this is in their vindication is of me. You know, when you have had God's righteousness bestowed upon you, it says, saith the Lord. So it goes from the Bible. It goes from Christ vindicated. It goes from this message vindicated for this time and age that we live in. And then it goes into the believer, right? Body of believers being ministered, right? Having predestined us to the adoption, and he hath accepted us on the beloved. So you are proof of his coming and closing. You are proof of his resurrection. Your heart has been changed to the hearts of the Father. No turning back. Butterfly cannot go back to a caterpillar. Little boy has done seen himself in the mirror, cannot unsee himself. Right. Amen. Vindication involves the defense against the accusers, righteous judgment, divine justice, comfort for the oppressed. So we have a vindicated revelation. We have a vindicated new birth, Bible. We have a vindicated prophet. We have a vindicated plan of redemption, vindicated bride body. His resurrection, his adoption, his rapture is vindicated. We know it's coming. He's already given us, you know, the first on that. Opening of the seals, the quickening power, and now we have the vindicated life of this message. Amen. So vindication, brother, this is a vindicated truth Bible, vindicated word, vindicated message, and gives us the vindication of who we are in him. And I have a little song to close. I found people. It says, I found many people who can't. Excuse me. It says, I found many people who cannot understand why we're. No, excuse, yeah. And that's what the matter with me. This is this song. I lost the rhythm of it, but it's called This Is Like Heaven to Me. But I love how Brother Branham changed some of the words. And it says, and that's what's the matter with me. Amen. So it says, I find many people who can't understand why we're so happy and free. I've been filled with the Spirit. There isn't a doubt. And that's what's the matter with me. Yes, sir. Oh, my. Crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. This is like heaven to me. God bless you, brothers. Praise the Lord.